The Daily News Article Audio. Today in Lifestyle and Entertainment. Rough times for broadcast networks illustrate changing media landscape. Two milestones revealed a few weeks ago illustrate the diminishing power of broadcast television in the media world, one fueled by the habits of young people and the other by their elders. During June, viewers spent more time watching streaming services than they did for broadcast and cable television combined. That happened for the first time ever in May. By a fraction of a percentage point. But the Nielsen company said that gap widened considerably in June. For years, the mantra of media executives was that streaming represented the future for in-home entertainment. Now that future has clearly arrived. In June, 46% of Americans' TV time was spent on streaming services, led by YouTube and Netflix. Cable television networks represented 23.4%, and broadcast was 18.5% for a total of just under 42%, Nielsen said. It was the first time broadcast TV had ever slipped below 20% of total TV viewing. "It kind of felt like the right time," said Brian Fuhrer, Nielsen's senior vice president for product strategy and thought leadership. "A lot of people thought it would happen more quickly." The driving force in June was school ending for young people, meaning they had more time to watch TV, where Netflix series like Ginny and Georgia and Squid Game were big hits. Roughly two-thirds of people aged 6 to 17 watched streaming ahead of conventional TV, Nielsen said. In June 2024, the numbers were roughly reversed. 47.7% of people were watching conventional TV in an average minute, with 40.3% logged on to a streaming service. While the direction is clear, it's not a death knell for conventional TV. June and July are fallow months, and their viewing will increase when football season begins and original episodes of comedies and dramas return, Fuhrer said. It's also not a strict either-or situation. Media companies are doing a better job spreading their content out on different platforms to give viewers a choice, he said. The growth of YouTube, which many consumers can access for free and is a portal for traditional TV, has also fueled streaming services. Thank you for listening. This audio material is brought to you by Rare Job Incorporated.